Okay, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can always go back and listen to our interview at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And Mark, this is your 14th season, I believe, broadcasting, being a part of the broadcast coverage for the Mavericks. You've witnessed a lot throughout the years, but specifically over the past 4 years, there's been so much turnover with the roster. I mean, so many players have come and gone and scratched players. What is your timetable with this particular roster in order to get this team to fuse, to get it to come together? I mean, are we looking like mid-December where you really see them starting to get into sync, to gel, and to stride out a bit?
Well, I think that when Avery Johnson was here, he always talked about judging things in 20-game increments. And I felt like whenever Rick Carlisle first showed up here, if you'll remember, Alyssa, they had a really bad start in Rick's first year. They were 2-7 in the first 9 games that year. Everybody was really panicking. And I said, look, things are off to a slow start, but I think you've got to give Rick 20 games, especially as the first-year coach of this roster, to figure out what he's got, who's here, who can play, who can't, and all that sort of thing. So, to me, I think that we're not to a stage to make a whole lot of conclusions about things until we get to the 20-game mark. And then, hopefully, at that point, players will be coming together, getting more on the same page. Coach will understand a little bit more of what he has and what he doesn't have in terms of some of their new faces and how that all should fit together. So I think that's a pretty good time frame to look at and hope for, A, some improvement, and B, for being able to just have a little bit better feel for how we should evaluate the way the roster is coming together and what we should specifically be looking for. So to me, it's always going to be hopefully something that is trending in a positive direction, but maybe a good evaluation point would be 20 games to say, okay, now we start to see some fruits of their labor, if you will.
Well, I got to ask you this. I mean, and perhaps it's too early to ask you, Mark, but is this a roster that the Mavericks can build some continuity with in years to come? I mean, we look at some of the teams, even in the Western Conference, San Antonio. I mean, they've essentially retained their entire roster. They're starting 5-14 mm-hmm. players return. Portland's got, 9-10 players back. I mean, this Mavericks roster, I mean, they seem diverse, they seem deep, and that perhaps they can build in the future. And as Mark Cuban has said, and even Rick, they're a high basketball IQ type team.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely think that there's something that for a 2 or 3 year window that can be sustained in terms of continuity. I mean, you've got Devin Harris under contract. You've got Chandler Parsons under contract for at least 2 years. We know that Dirk's going to be here until the end of his career, whenever that may be. He's under a 3-year deal now, and we'll see if that's it or if he's going to reevaluate and want to play anymore after that. Then you'll have to address guys like Tyson Chandler and Monte Ellis in the upcoming offseason. But look, Monte seems like he loves it here. We know how Tyson feels about it here and how glad he is to be back. So I think you've got a chance to keep key components of this team together for a significant amount of time. I mean, and in the NBA now, I mean, 2-3 years is a significant amount of time. So I think you've got a chance to keep a pretty significant group and core together for the foreseeable future.
Okay, we're glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Elissa Walker-Campbell along with you over the next 2 hours. Right now, we're going one-on-one with Mark Folliwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer. And I have to be honest with you, Mark, I mean, high anxiety watching the Sacramento game on Tuesday night. I mean, when the Kings got off to that 24-4 run, and at the end of the first quarter, it was, 32-14. It was really difficult to watch, and you thought, man, they have dug themselves a huge hole. How are they going to get out of it?
Well, I think that when I look back at the first 8 games of the season for Dallas, that one was my favorite game so far from an entertainment standpoint and from a broadcasting standpoint.
I'm sure,
It was a lot of fun, and it was a terrible start.
It was.
Foul trouble hurt things early on. I mean, and foul trouble for the Mavs included Monte Ellis and Parsons, and Tyson Chandler got one in the first minute and a half, and they decided to take him out of the game to keep him from getting 2 in the first part of the first quarter. And, look, the same thing kind of happened to Sacramento, too, with some early foul trouble. They just fought through it a little bit better. But look, the Mavs stuck with it. The game really turned in the second quarter when DeMarcus Cousins got his third foul, and then the Mavericks finally kind of got their legs under them, if you will. And Sacramento did some things that helped Dallas get back into the game, like putting them on the free throw line way too much and disrupting their own rhythm by committing a lot of fouls and slowing down the flow of the game. But for the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, through the third quarter and into the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. I looked it up here recently. The Mavericks had an incredible stretch for over 22 minutes. They allowed 26 points on 24% shooting. They forced 15 turnovers. They had six blocks and five steals in that stretch. So they had a really, really good defensive run, and some of it was, you know, just getting their head into the game. Some of it was Sacramento making some mistakes. Monte Ellis had a slow start that night because of foul trouble, and his offense really kicked into high gear in the third quarter of that game, showing that he's still a very much score-in-bunches kind of player. And then the other thing that made the night great was Dirk Nowitzki's accomplishment.
Oh, yes.
You had that going on as a subplot to trying to come back from a 24-point deficit, you know, with Dirk moving in to ninth on the NBA scoring list. And I think even more significantly than that, to be the top foreign-born player, you know, top scoring foreign-born player in NBA history. So there was a lot going on that night, and it was a heck of a comeback for Dallas, that's for sure.
That's right, and overcoming a 24-point deficit, and they really did embrace, as Coach Carlisle has talked so much about, they've got to raise their level of competitiveness, and he really lit into them after that Miami game. I mean, that loss at home, that was really difficult, and he was talking a lot about, you know, being an initiator, not a reactor. You've got to be physical, and especially as you look through the schedule so far, they've already faced three of the top rebounding teams in the league.
Yeah, they faced Utah, and they actually held their own pretty well against Utah in a game that was just 1 week ago tonight. Matter of fact, last Friday night they held their own against Utah and out-rebounded them in a game where they just hammered Utah up at Salt Lake City. So, look, they're not a terribly physical team, and there's only going to be so much that they're going to be able to do in that regard. But I think one thing that can help you compensate for that is, especially when they're fully healthy, and the depth they have in their team, and multiple guys who can play point guard, and multiple small forwards, and, you know, they've got three big guys that can play, and they've got, you know, some players who can mix and match at different positions and be very versatile. I think the depth of the roster hopefully allows that you can play physical, and physical doesn't necessarily mean that you're knocking the crap out of people. Physical can also mean just playing with an edge and being very intense and playing at a really high motor level. And so when you're deep and you can manage minutes and you can play guys in short bursts and then they can go out and play at a really high intensity level and then they're spent and then you take them out of the game and you get somebody else in. So I think that they can generate some physicality over the long haul if they approach it like that. And I think that's, you know, certainly what I think Rick wants to see out of them. But, that like a lot of other things on this roster is still just very much in the, maybe past the embryonic stages, but it's still pretty young in terms of this roster coming together, and that's, you know, one of the many things that we'll have to watch and see how it all plays out after we've had a little bit more time to judge it. You know, they need him, and he needs the opportunity that he's going to have here for things to be opened up because of the other dynamic players on the offensive end of the floor. So, you got it, Alyssa. It'll be a fun game to be at Saturday night. Number one pick, Andrew Wiggins in town, so looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That was Mark Falwell on the Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out stewartcadillac.com. We will be right back at YSR.